Coming up at 8:10, full disclosure with the Better Government Association's Andy Shaw. We'll review everything that's happened in the past week at state government. Right now, let's talk drone regulations. News Talk 970 WMAY listener contact line 629-7970. There's a little bit of trickle of information talking about how the federal government wants to have people register drones, not just moving forward, but even retroactively. Are you a drone operator? Do you have an unmanned aerial vehicle, one of those quadcopters? What do you think about this? Should we go ahead and just have everybody register their drones, do millions and millions and millions of drone registrations? I don't think it's necessary. Of course, they want to be able to track these little pieces of technology for purposes of, hey, if you overstep your bounds, then we can go ahead and find out which drone did it and associate it with an individual and then hold them accountable. I get that aspect of it, but how are you going to actually implement a drone registration program? And I said yesterday, I almost think that drones can be considered arms. And I've long had this concept that we need to allow for the citizens to have the same types of tools that domestic police have. Because, you know, a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Is it too much of a jump to include drones into arms? And I'm talking about just quadcopters. I'm not talking about the big fancy jets that are used, you know, the Predator drones that are used over in Afghanistan or Yemen or other countries that the U.S. bombs and we haven't declared war on. Way to go, Obama. But no, I'm talking about the quadcopters, the hobbyists out there who attach cameras to it and get really cool aerial shots. I'm talking about the hobbyists out there who soup the drones up and have cameras on them, and then they put on goggles and they can see first person while they're flying the drone around. Should we really be regulating that and forcing these people to register? Regulation's one thing. Ensuring that people aren't flying these around airports, ensuring that people aren't using these for surveillance or other nefarious means. But registration, really? Should we go about forcing hobbyists to register their drones? I just think that that's too far, man. It's too much. Too much. Took too much. You're on News Talk 970 WMAY. Good morning.
Greg, how dare they take my right of way to take down an airliner?
Well, I really, you're going to have to spend a good chunk of money to get a plane.
No. Listen to the pilots. Listen to what the pilots are saying. They're flying them too close. Do they need to be regulated? Absolutely.
What about registration?
Registration, absolutely.
So you're going to have all the hobbyist stores become federally licensed drone sellers now?
If they want to sell drones, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You want open airspace so they can do anything they want to do, right?
No, I think that regulations have a place for this. Regulations have a place for this conversation. Registration, on the other hand, I think just goes too far. Thanks for the call. News Talk 970 WMAY with Bishop on air. Listener contact line 629-7970. Good morning. You're on the air.
I called in Jim's show yesterday about this, too, and I said, you know, it sounds good on the surface, but if prevention's what you're all about, then this isn't going to prevent anything.
No, it's not.
It's there's been remote control airplanes and helicopters around for years.
Right.
If somebody wanted to take out a plane with intent around an airport, they just fly one of those up there.
It's the same. The same mentality that, oh, if we just register all the guns, then that's going to stop gun violence. No, it's not. It's not going.
It's going to be an enforcement nightmare. I don't know what agency. This is a typical, let's throw something out there, let's save us from ourselves, and we'll worry about how to pay for it and enforce it later.
Right.
I mean, what agency do you want? What agency do you want to take away from other duties? What other duties do you want them taken away from to do this?
And how are you going to pay for this bureaucracy? I appreciate the call. Somebody on Twitter says, I have to register my kayak. Oh, boy. No, you don't. When you buy the kayak, you can just buy the kayak. Now, if you want to operate it in public waters, then, yeah, you're probably going to have to get one of those little stickers that cost $5. But really, what does that do? You're just giving money to the state. It's not really a regulation, necessarily. You're on News Talk 970 WMAY. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Actually, the kayak, the reason for that is so when people drink too much on the river, they can actually charge them with drunk driving. That is exactly what the DNR guy told me.
No way. Yeah, what about the rafts? What about those little inner tubes that people go floating on?
On the water has to have a water usage stamp. That way, if you do get silly, we have something to get.
That way, if you get a little too wet as far as getting drunk. Oh, boy. Phone calls coming in. We'll get to a couple more. You're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I've been flying radio aircraft for quite a while. And as far as airplanes, I mean, I can go as high as I want with my, you know, my airplane. But, you know, it flies as high as I want to and as long as I want to. Now, a quadcopter, you have limited time, mm-hmm. like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like the one I have, if you're within an airport, within 5 miles of an airport, it will not turn on.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've heard that too. Some of the more sophisticated ones that can go a higher distance, they have like kill switches and stuff. I appreciate the call. One last one before the break. You've got 30 seconds. Go.
Won't need that. You know, whatever agency oversees this, I hope it's not the same one that oversaw those folks that ran into the Twin Towers. I was watching them.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's go with another call here. You're on. Unbelievable. Wow. Dude, you are the worst at jumping the topic all over the place. I mean, seriously. He purposely calls just to throw the last little segment off. I really don't appreciate your call, sir.